Shalom, everyone. Oh, shalom. I am quelling. I am so happy. I am so excited. I have with me on the telephone a star in the galaxy, a star in the heavens, and a star in all our lives. And better yet, a beautiful Jewish lady named Tova Feltshu, four-time Tony nominee. Oh, this is so great. And she's appearing before our eyes, live and on stage, at Feinstein's at Lowe's Regency for the this week. She was there last week. She's there another week. You have to go see her. And now you have to listen to her because she's on the phone with me. Hello, shalom.
Hello, Dave. You're a riot.
It's not Dave. It's Rabbi Saul.
Oh, that's right. Rabbi Saul. I'm sorry, Rabbi Saul.
But
of course, Rabbi Saul.
You can call me Rebbe. It's all right.
Okay, Rebbe.
My best friends call me Rebbe. It's fine.
Okay.
So Tova, let me ask you about doing a cabaret show, of getting up there on stage with our band, with our song list. It's just you and them and the audience. Is that scarier than doing a Broadway show, or certainly more so than TV or film, or just different? Tell me.
It's up close and personal, Rabbi, or Rebbe. It's very, in the sense that you see the whites of everybody's eyes and you sing to them and you have to have a light touch. You know, you don't want to blast people out of the living room there. You want to approach your material with a light touch. And actually, I'm playing an opera singer that can't find her speaking voice, so that's kind of a wild choice to do in a cabaret, but a worthy one. And certainly, if you were in your wine glass and feeling drowsy by the time Madame Violette is done with you, you'll be energized for the rest of the night. I'm excited about it. It's a very posh crowd. It's the height of New York salon society, and people who want to see their favorite performer up close and personal and greet them after the show and not have to deal with a stage door.
Wow, you actually touch people. You shake hands and you
I
hug
do,
and you talk
I do,
to
I
people.
I do, and of course you get supper. You know, it may end up to be a $75 cover for premier seating and a $40 food and beverage minimum, but you do have supper or dinner and a show.
Is it
for
kosher?
All of that. That's pretty darn good. It's 61st and Park Avenue. It's the center of the chic area of the east side of New York.
But do they have kosher meals for people who need them, do you think?
Absolutely. They have vegetarian meals. I think they would do whatever they need to do.
Well, and I love vegetables because it keeps me regulated, fantastic. But it's great. Jewish people can go. The Orthodox can go.
Actually, they can. I don't see why they couldn't.
Exactly. And remember, it's at Feinstein's at Lowe's Regency on Park Avenue and 61st Street. I'll give the number right now so that we get that out of the way. Write it down, everybody! 212-339-4095. I would say it in Yiddish if I spoke Yiddish, but I don't. So, let me ask you, aside from the cabaret thing, one of the most recent things that you did was playing another woman of my heart, of my soul, and quite a babe, too, Golda Meir.
I loved her.
You were doing that in London after doing it on Broadway?
Absolutely, and I have a special surprise for this final week. I only have 7 more shows left at the Regency, starting, of course, the day after tomorrow. That would be Tuesday, March 11th through Saturday, March 15th. If you call 212-339-4095 and mention the code GOLDA,
yes.
212-339-4095 and mention the code GOLDA when you're making your reservations, you will be the recipient of a 20% discount.
Oh, this is...
It's a good one, isn't it?
Oh, and Golda, if you call twice, do you get 40% or it doesn't work like that?
No, I don't think it works that way.
It doesn't
work that way. But that's pretty cool, I thought, you know.
That's nice. If you mention GOLDA, you get a nice discount. But talking about Golda herself, in doing that show, by the way, which is the longest-running one-woman show in the history of Broadway,
right.
Mazel tov, what did you learn about Golda that you didn't expect? What was surprising about this amazing woman?
That she had lovers.
Oh, well, yes. She was a bit of a slut, it's true.
No, it was very interesting. She actually had a lot of integrity. I mean, when she knew it wasn't in the cards for her to stay inside her marriage to Morris, she ended the marriage, though she never ended the relationship. She adored him. That was very surprising to me. I also was delighted to learn, basically, she was a modest kid who never expected to be prime minister of the state. She really didn't. Her favorite position in the government was the Minister of Labor, where she could you know, allot homes and help people build their dreams.
Well, literally. She came from Milwaukee, right? I mean, who from Milwaukee thinks they're going to be the president of Israel? Come
That's
on.
Exactly right. Milwaukee.
Maybe president of the Brewers, I don't know. But
That's right. You're absolutely right.
So, speaking of Golda, who did not do very well balancing personal and home life with her extraordinary career, you seem to have done all right as far as being able to balance being a star and all that with having a husband and kids and a mom and all. How do you do it?
I have great parents. My father and mother were married for 63 years.
Oh, mazel.
Andrew Harris Levy, my husband's parents, were married for 63 years. So together they were married for 126 years. And I chose a great fellow. So I think even if Andy and I ever wanted to get divorced, we wouldn't have the vaguest idea how to do it. We don't have those muscles. You know, it's a marriage for life, and we're going on our 31st year. March 20th, we'll be married 31 years, and we'll have known each other 32. So I'm very pleased about it. Very, very, very pleased. I think if you're married for love, love always returns. It will not betray you. And we have these two wonderful children, and both our mothers are alive. Andrew's mother is 90, beloved Clarice Levy, who drives and plays tennis. And my mother, Lily, is about to be 97 on April
18th.
Yeah, she's fabulous. She's on email. She put herself through NYU as a secretary, so she still types about 70 words a minute. And she's a very clever, funny woman with great values. And that's how I have a husband and children along with a career. I think I was brought up in a household that if you couldn't bring up your children, you were nothing. So our kids are Amanda, who's 20, and she's a sophomore at MIT, majoring in physics, and Brandon, who's 24, who graduated from Harvard and then Oxford this year. He got his master's in financial economics this year, this past year at Oxford, and he's working at Blackstone, doing very well.
Well, Blackstone, the magician? What is Blackstone?
Right. Blackstone is an investment firm.
Oh.
So my children are math people. They're math people.
So should I do a shotgun thing? Are they married? Are they looking?
No,
nice
no,
Jewish
they're not,
kid
they're
here.
Not married. Their father married me when he was 33, so I think 24, Brandon is not even necessarily looking, though he does date, of course.
Of course.
And Amanda has a beautiful fella up at MIT, so we'll see where that goes.
Oh, knocking.
There we go.
Sounds so lovely. Even though that I was also going to ask about the part of when you have to go on location somewhere, not for a day or two, but for perhaps weeks at a time. Doesn't that take a toll? How do you deal with all that?
You negotiate transport back and forth. Andy and I don't like to be away from each other more than 3 weeks, so we rarely, if ever, are. And I usually negotiate a ticket for him, or frankly, we've both worked all our life. We have funds, and what better way to spend money than with education or travel? That's the reason to spend money. So I'm going to play London with Golda's Balcony the 7th through the 28th. And my husband's coming over because we don't want to be away from each other more than 21 days. We really have rarely ever, if ever, done that. And that's the way to go. And that's the way we've kept it for over a quarter of a century. So that's what I do. And you know, you call, you write, and you love someone. You stay inside your marriage. I enjoy it. You know, I really enjoy him. He's very, very funny. He's very tolerant. You know, I don't think it's an easy kettle of fish to live with an actress. What a mixing metaphors here. He's a doll. He's an attorney. Andrew's an attorney. It gives him a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
A negotiator, a person who understands real estate and the buying and selling of land and property and all that stuff. So his interests are very different than mine, but have been very useful to him and very useful to our marriage.
And speaking of family, by the way, we're talking with the amazing and wonderful Tova Feldscher here on Dave's Gone By. I'm Rabbi Saul Solomon, having the joy of conducting this interview. We're talking about your family, and I did not notice that your brother is a playwright, too.
My brother, Dr. David Feldscher, is an MD, PhD. He's a Dr. Dave. He heads Theater Cornell. He wrote Miss Everest Boys, which went on television with Alfre Woodard and Larry Fishburne and won 8 Emmys. And he is an emergency room doctor.
So is that why he hasn't written any other plays since Miss Evers' Boys? That was a few years ago. He should write more.
Yes, he actually has written one screenplay, but I don't know what he's doing with it. He doesn't let things out of the box until he feels good and ready to do it. And he's a very fine writer. He did in the inauguration of the new president of Cornell, he was the chosen speaker for that day, and that was great to see that on the webcam and not have to go up to Ithaca to watch him, but able to watch it from my computer.
Anything that keeps you from going to Ithaca is basically a good thing, I would have to say.
He's great. I have my beautiful nephew, Noah Feltschuh, here with me. He's at the new school, so he's going to school in New York now.
Well, I know a Feltschuh, too. You!
Oh, there you go. Excellent.
Thank you so much.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Good evening. This is Tova Feltschuh on Dave's Gone By. I will be also at Feinstein's at the Lowe's Regency, 61st and Park, all week, March 11th through the 15th. Dial 212-339-4095 for tickets.
Now let's go to the early stages of your career, the beginnings of how you went to be. Now, I only found this from the Internet Broadway database, that at one point your name was Terry Sue.
That's right.
Look,
I was
a
goyish
name.
That's
Terry
right.
Sue.
Rebbe, that's right. That's how I start out my act at Feinstein's. They go, ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Tova Feltschuh. And I go, actually, I was born Terry Sue. I grew up in Scarsdale in a somewhat non-observant home. At school, I played parts like Anna Christie, and I never gave a thought to my ethnicity. So I became Tova Feltschuh. My darling, glamorous Feinsteinites, won't you please call me Tova, not Tuna, or Tootsie, or Tofu, or Toga, or Tora. So it's,
Well, I don't mind Tora. They can call you Tora. That would be totally fine.
Call me the book. You give me covet. Call me the book. Such honor.
But so what did make you reconnect with the Judaism aspect that you would pick a name that Hollywood might not find so appealing?
Well, I was in college and fell for a fella who was not a boyfriend. I had a boyfriend who seriously hated the name Terry Sue. And he said, what else were you called? And I told him the truth. I was called Midge. Can you imagine? Oy. For midget? It was called Midge on the basketball team at Scarsdale, the Quaker Ridge School, actually.
Children are so kind.
And I was called Tova in Hebrew school. And after that was my Hebrew name. And he went, Tova? Now that's a name. And I took it on. For love of Michael Fairchild, I took on the name Tova Feltschuh. And I never realized that changing my name would change the entire landscape of my life, and it did. And, frankly, maybe it was all for the better, because on one hand, I had to fight to perhaps play Katharine Hepburn and Three Queens of Henry VIII and Isabella in Measure for Measure, but I didn't have to fight to play the extraordinary Jewish roles that I've had the pleasure of playing, and then very often they presented breakthroughs in my career, from Yentl
right.
to the miniseries Holocaust, to the Prime Minister Golda Meir, to Kissing Jessica Stein, to A Walk on the Moon, where I played the mother-in-law of Diane Lane and the mother of Liev Schreiber, and I was Viggo Mortensen was in that movie, directed by Tony Goldwyn. So the name, the moniker, has brought me great luck, and in a way also really given me my mission in life, my tikkun, if you will. So.
Oh, well, what do you say your mission is then?
Well, On an artistic plane,
uh-huh.
It is to break the image of the Jewish woman as being some kind of complaining, domesticated whiner, if you will. I mean, that's an unfortunate prototype that comes up when we watch some comedy shows and stuff like that, and really take any of those preconceived ideas about Jewish women and just blast them to smithereens and let them see my take on the Jewish heroine, which I think is a very worthy journey as an actor when I get to play them. And then on a larger scale, because my name is Tova Feltschuh, I've been tapped by every Jewish charity I know and some from some of the Catholic charities, too, to help raise funds, help out, and I say yes whenever I can. So
you
it's
do,
given
you
me
do
an adjunct to my career.
A lot of charity work, which I think is lovely. I don't know if you can raise any money for the cause that I'm involved in. It's RWM, Rabbis with Mortgages. So, but
there you go, Rabbis with Mortgages. And I'm Tovit Feinstein. Maybe we can raise money for people to come give a scholarship to the up close and personal Tova in a nutshell at Feinstein's this week.
Tova Feltschuh appearing at Feinstein's at Lowe's Regency, 540 Park Avenue. Let's give that number again. 212-339-4095 for tickets. 212-339-4095. If you'd rather do it on the Internet, you can go to ticketsweb.com. Also, I'm sure there's information on your website, tovafeltschuh.com. Am I correct?
Yes, of course there is. But remember, if this week you call 212-339-4095 and you mention the code GOLDA, you're the recipient of a 20% discount.
Oh, I just love that.
Yeah,
love
no, we're selling
that.
Very, very well. But I think they want to crowd them in and put them on the rafters. So why not? The more the merrier. It's great.
All of I. And let me ask, we're still going back, I mean, it was nice the way you answered the question about having the name change both being a positive thing about getting automatically some Jewish roles, especially early on. And then later on, certainly you were able to branch out and they see you as just an actress, not quote-unquote a Jewish actress. But have you ever experienced, do you think, any anti-Semitism in the business?
Only by, it's very interesting, only by self-abnegating Jews. I have no trouble with the Christians. I have the Jews who don't want to be known as too Jewish. They tend not to cast a tova felchu. They would prefer to make sure their work is known as universal. That's their excuse about it. So that's the only time I've met it.
Without naming names, or feel free to name a name,
can
you go into an experience of a specific one where that happened, where it was a role that you knew you would be, like, amazing for, and if your name were Terry Sue... O'Neill, you might have gotten it.
Yes. I mean, there's one particular playwright who has a very big history in this country and in New York that prefers people, I won't say not of his faith, but of...
Who don't appear to be of his faith, or...
That's correct.
Hmm.
And mastering the role. And really has to... His arm has to be twisted, and on the occasions when he has hired the right gal for the right part, it goes right to the top. It's a very good idea. Very often the movies of that person, those successfulest plays, have not made successful movies because of tremendous miscasting.
Oh.
Real miscasting.
I think I know who you're talking about, but we won't name names. It's August Wilson, isn't it?
No. Absolutely. It's August Wilson, no doubt about it. And I've always wanted to do African-American roles, and I'm having a terrible time getting those jobs.
You know, in another 10 years, with the way casting is, I mean, they're doing Cat on a Hot Tin Roof on Broadway now. It's all black.
That's
Why
right.
not?
That's right. Not only that, but in our lifetime, Dave, we have been this blessed country.
It's not Dave, it's Rebbe.
Rebbe, sorry. Rebbe, okay. Rebbe, Rebbe. Oh, silly of me. I think that I have lived to see... an African-American and a woman running for president of the United States speaks very well for the United States. It's very, very exciting times for us.
Well, it only took about 250 years, but all right.
It took a long time. It took a long time and a lot of pain, but...
A change is going to come, as the song goes.
That's right. It is. It's coming.
Speaking of things that might be coming up, are there roles that you have always wanted to play in the theater or perhaps on film or TV that you think you're going to or really would love to but haven't had the chance to?
I'd love to play St. Joan by Shaw, and I think that I still look young enough to do it, and the stage can be extremely kind. And the two big dreams I'd love to fulfill is to star again in a musical on Broadway and to do a TV series. I do a lot of concerts all over the world, and I'm so happy to bring that work to Feinstein's this week at 61st and Park at the Lowe's Regency.
You are so good
Saturday.
At that.
That's it. You better come one, come all, the 11th through the 15th, and then that's it. In all events, and I'm also doing a movie called 10 Stories Tall for David Garrett, who's a wonderful writer, and related to Katharine Hepburn, who's a woman I just played in Tea at Five. So I'm very happy doing movies and singing and plays, but the two dreams I have left is to star in a musical on Broadway. Gee, I'd love to do Hello, Dolly on Broadway,
mm-hmm.
Or MAME, or Applause, or anything anybody wants to give me, as long as it's a good, juicy role. And I would love to do a TV series. I just was going up the Amazon River.
Ooh.
I sang in the Manaus Opera House, and then I joined a ship, and on the ship was Ed Asner and Shirley Jones and Pat Neal. We did a Theater Guild cruise together. And that was a big thrill, being with them.
Is the Theater Guild still around?
Yes, Marilyn and Philip Langner head it. They mostly run these yearly extraordinary Theater at Sea cruises, of which I was invited to participate this last month from February 20th to March 1st. And it just was fabulous. You do one concert on the boat, and the rest is a free ride. And you see extraordinary places. Went to Devil's Island, where Alfred Dreyfus had been incarcerated when he was wrongly accused of espionage in France in 1896, and I got to sing in the Manaus Opera House, and that was a big thrill. The acoustics were brilliant, and
Actually, I'm going to throw a softball question at you.
Go ahead.
This will allow you also to plug your thing. What are some of the songs that you will be singing at Feinstein's at Lowe's Regency, 540 Park Avenue, 61st Street, 212-339-4095?
Fabulous. 212-339-4095. I'm starting to memorize it myself. I will be starting, I start the show with Call Me Tova, not Tuna, or Tootsie, or Tofu, or Toga, or Tora, Tora, Tora. It's all about my name. It's a play on my, call me Feltshu, not Toshu, or Futsi, or Felton, or Freilach, which is a dance. It's like the Hora.
Don't forget the Torah. You mentioned the Torah, Torah,
that's,
Torah.
That's right. And it's written by Gerard Alessandrini, who writes Forbidden Broadway. So I'm doing that. I'm doing a rap song. I am finally playing a young African-American, actually half African, half Spanish, young street kid who does a rap number. I'm singing Old Black Magic in a brilliant, sexy arrangement by Fred Wells. On a clear day, rise and look around you, and you'll see who you are. That's my encore. It's beautiful, beautiful arrangement by Fred Wells. I sing from Neverland because I mean from Peter Pan because I did play Peter Pan at the Municipal Opera House in St. Louis. So, you know, I know a place where dreams are born and time is never planned. That beautiful, beautiful song. I quote Shaw. I quote E.E. Cummings. I play a wonderful character, Grandma Ada from the Bronx, who clearly was related to the Rebbe. She's related to the Rebbe.
Lovely.
She wanted to be an actress and never did. And instead, she cooks, she cleans, she mops, she sews. And she...
Really? Do you have her phone number?
Absolutely. Yeah,
my Miriam Levy does
Walton Avenue in the Bronx. That's where she lives. And let's see. I play Maria Christina Edwina Bergasma, also a perfect Park Avenue debutante who gets felt up in the subway and sings, "He touched me. He put his hand near me, and then he touched me. I felt a certain tingle when he touched me." Well, it's all in good fun.
Oh, I know. I'm fine with that.
And then I even play a radio show host.
Really?
So they're kind of, "Good morning and welcome to Kaddish and Coffee, also known as Morning in the Morning. This is WYOY, yoy, 24 hours, all depression, all the time. I'm Sylvia Chronic. I hope you're miserable."
I would listen to that 24/7, you know.
Absolutely.
I think
you
that's
should come
wonderful.
Meet Sylvia Chronic. She's hilarious. She's just hilarious.
Do you write the material or do you have writers?
I write some of the material, but some of the best material I have is by a writer named Larry Amoros. Larry Amoros.
Oh, he's a comedian. I've heard of him.
He's a comedian. His name means love. He's brilliantly gifted. Sylvia Chronic is definitely his. Grandma Ada was written by the great Rick Mitz. I mean, I write in concert with these guys, but I couldn't write without them. Rick Mitz, I used to improvise, and he would organize, but he also came in with his own ideas. And Sylvia Chronic is completely written by Larry Amoros. He also wrote Maria Christina Edwina Bergasma Alsop and Maria Conchita Gonzalez de Moreno, who is Miss Subways. So he really was very instrumental in a lot of the laughs that we have in the show. And then I wrote a big unit on Gershwin, based on the ideas of Jack Gottlieb. And funny
Gershwin had a big unit? What was this?
Big unit for Gershwin, based on the ideas of Jack Gottlieb, who wrote Funny, It Doesn't Sound Jewish. And I show how... Baruch Hu Es HaRashem Hamvora, Baruch HaRashem Avarach Le'olam Voed. I show how...
That's catchy.
Right. Those tunes that Gershwin heard as a young Jewish kid, both in Russia and New York, Baruch Hu Es HaRashem Hamvora, it ain't necessarily so.
Oh.
Baruch HaRashem Avarach Le'olam Voed, it ain't necessarily so. So the things that you're liable to read in the Bible.
Gewalt, I never made that connection.
How about that one?
Oh, my God.
So I heard that in a lecture by my dear friend Jack Gottlieb, and
now.
I asked if I could rent that idea, and he said, "Yes, you may." So I wrote all about it, about my father's relationship with hearing Gershwin as a young guy at Harvard Law School in the 30s, and about how Gershwin melodies had rooted from certain Russian, Yiddish, and biblical roots, Hebrew roots.
People, if you don't go to see Tova Feltshu at Feinstein's at Lowe's Regency, you're crazy. Because I can't wait to see the show, to hear these things. I'm going to end this amazing and delightful interview with one quote of yours. I'd like you to elaborate, if you may. You were quoted in an interview saying, "I love growing older. I love being in my middle years. I love often being the oldest one in the company because unless you're a total Philistine, you're afforded a certain respect." Is that how you feel?
Yeah, no, it's true. You know, America, for win, lose, or draw, the great capitalist society we live in, loves new cars, new TV, new this, new that. So thus, once a woman passes what is perceived to be their sexual prime, forgive me now, which is really erroneous since we all know, you know, we're just sexy as hell till the day we die, Rebbe.
I know I am.
Nonetheless, if you're operating on all cylinders, whether it's the great Chita Rivera, whether it's Rita Moreno, whether it's the great Barbara Cook, who is 80 this year and still sings like a bird, Shirley Jones, who admittingly is 74 and is extraordinary, if you're operating on a high plane as you get older, you are cherished. Marion Seldes, I mean, these are cherished people. So I'm not such an ancient mariner, but I am. I find that people, Viggo Mortensen would not let me carry my suitcases when I would come with a little teeny wheelie, you know, to the set of Walk on the Moon. He would always carry my books for me, if you will. And I've been treated beautifully by people, and I don't know that I'll ever have this stage, but Hepburn calls it the beginning of her legend stage. She talked about going in her 50s, that it was the beginning of this mythology of the legend, which was ridiculous, but she had had so much work behind her. She'd been a star in movies since she was 20 years old. So by the time she had finished 36 years in front of the screen, certain things began to weave around her. Likewise, though my coterie of exposure is much smaller, you know, you're starring on Broadway for over 30 years, people...
You have a...
They want to hear your stories. That's what it is, Rebbe. Yes. They want to hear your stories, which brings me back to Feinstein, because what happens in cabaret is that you tell these personal stories. I tell a very personal story about my relationship with my father. Oh. Grandma Ada is very, very personal. It's a distillation of my family and all their values. So Grandma Ada says, reach for the stars. You reach for the stars, you may land on the roof. You reach for the roof, you never get off the ground. And that's a direct quote, actually, from a member of my family that I then put in Grandma Ada's voice. So I love my life. As I say in the act, I love Sophie Tucker. I do a whole Sophie Tucker unit, which is beyond the pale. It's wild. And the jokes were written in 1922, and not by Larry Amorose, but they're really out there.
Oh, I believe it, yeah.
Anyway, I say I love Sophie Tucker. She's naughty, she's bawdy, she was downright sexy to the day she died. She was more than just an entertainer. She was a role model for some of us women as we roll past what is perceived to be our prime. Frankly, I love middle age, and I work all the time because I figure I'm the only person in my business at my age who can still move her face. You know, this is what it looks like when you don't have the surgery. And then I say I'm at a point now where when the construction worker whistles, instead of getting offended, I get a phone number. And then I say a poem about love for all ages by E.E. Cummings. And I do this very famous poem, and then it goes into Old Black Magic.
It sounds, as I said, it sounds really like a terrific, enjoyable show.
Thank you, Rebbe. It has a lot of insight and perception, I think, into what it means to live a life of meaning, and also how these different characters can, you know, deal with their own life and their life problems. Oh. I love Lily Tomlin, and I love Bette Midler. And I saw Lily Tomlin's work on characters, and I saw Bette Midler's work as an entertainer, and I said, gee, I can do that. I'm going to combine those gifts and do characters that sing, and sing with the warmth of Bette Midler and the precision of Lily Tomlin. And that's what I try to do.
And the chutzpah of B. Arthur. Let's not forget
there
that.
There you go, the chutzpah of B. Arthur.
Always have to have a little B in there. I don't know why, but you have to have a little B in there.
All right. You love B. Arthur.
So everybody, and let's all say this together. Let's say it slowly. You together with me, Tova Feldscher. See her, Tova, in a nutshell, at Feinstein's at Lowe's Regency. 540 Park Avenue. You're not
at
saying.
At 61st Street.
61st Street. 212-339-4095.
That's 339-4095.
Or go to TovaFeldscher.com, FeldSHuh.
Right.
It's like Felds with a H on the end, Feldscher.com, or TicketWeb.com. Everybody, you've got a whole week to see her. Don't wait till the last day. Just go, come on. You know, the first day that she's doing it, go. Go, go, go. Tell them the Rebbe sent you. And what's that number to call for 20% off?
Oh, you dial 212-339-4095, the same number for reservations. And all you have to say is Golda.
All you have to say is
mention
Golda.
Mention the code Golda.
And they put the gold back in your pocket, and you still
right.
get to see the show.
If you go on TicketWeb, they say select the showtime you want by clicking the word buy next to the green ticket of the date and time of your choice. And then you enter the word Golda in access code. Myself, I personally would just call 339-4095, area code 212, and mention the code GOLDA.
Let's see. I think we're pretty good here. We have this wonderful conversation. Did you remember to plug your cabaret show? I wanted to make sure we did that.
Rebbe, I don't know. Should we do it again?
One more time. It's playing through the
15th of March only. It's only this week now. Tuesday at 8:30, Wednesday at 8:30, Thursday at 8:30, Friday at 8 and 10, and Saturday, the March 15th at 8 and 10 at the Lowe's Regency, 540 Park Avenue at 61st in New York City.
We could do this all night.
Absolutely. I'm excited. Remember the special, 212-339-4095, and say the word Golda.
And don't forget, also, you know, if you like the show, you stay behind, you get to shake a hand, you get to tell
you're
her how wonderful
right.
she is, how beautiful she still looks, the amazing, the adorable, and the very talented Tova Feldschuh. Tova, thank you so much
you're
for joining
so
me.
Welcome.